Welcome back to Matson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I was kind of checking up, actually doing a little bit of geek thing, but checking out the Federalist Papers, and the founders actually intended the courts to be subordinate to the Congress. I mean, they put them in the third position as far as, order of power. At least Hamilton did in Federalist 75, he also said the Supreme Court, really didn't have the power to review the Constitution, review laws in terms of the Constitution. It's not directly written into the Constitution, so I'm a little amused by these originalists that are on the Supreme Court now claiming that because it's Madison versus Marbury, as you have mentioned. But I mean, it is truly disgusting, the Republicans' lack of respect for Judge Jackson, that what they were seeing, because the personal lives of some of these men are less than stellar, and that for them to be questioning her is beyond me.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good point. These guys are up there. And they are strange rangers. They're a gang of thieves is what they are. And then they're unloading on her. And, they didn't even give her a chance to respond frequently. Lindsey Graham would take out these QAnon talking points centered on sentencing for various crimes. There are defined minimum, maximum sentences you can give. The Congress defined it and the courts go along with it. And so they criticize her for sentencing. But then they worm in QAnon talking points like pedophilia and that kind of thing. It's a horrible thing, of course, but it's totally unrelated. And they simply say the word to taint the whole proceeding. They say the word. Well, looking at her, I have very rarely seen anybody as kind of upright and kind of not bland, but in a good way, but kind of not showy. Looks like she does the job, certainly smart and knows how to do the job. This is not somebody that's going to go off the deep end. I don't think they're going to succeed in getting people to think that somehow she's a radical, because she's not. And the polls bear that out. Something like, 60% of people want her confirmed, and even a majority of Republicans want her confirmed. So she's going to get confirmed. I think the Republicans hurt themselves, and once again, they are simply labeling themselves as ideologues. But you're absolutely right. And on the Federalist Papers, right, even though it isn't part of the Constitution, it's hugely influential. It's frequently cited. And it really wasn't until a case called Marbury v. Madison 200 years ago, where the Supreme Court invalidated something Congress had done. And they did it to defend themselves, not offensively. In other words, Congress wanted them to do something, and they say the Congress can't tell us what to do. Okay. And then for decades and decades, that was it, until suddenly they decided that they could invalidate acts of Congress. And that's not in the Constitution either. However, over time, it has served us well in terms of things like Brown versus Board of Education and integrating schools and all that. But it's very controversial. And any of these characters say they're originalists, they don't know what they're talking about. They really don't know what they're talking about. And I want to respond to something that Eastside Dave said, which I thought was a very, very good question. Define fascism and define authoritarianism. I'm going to recommend a book. I very rarely do it, other than my own book, my novel that just came out, Milwaukee Jihad, G-I-H-A-D. Go on Amazon and get it if you want to see some of my philosophy of, it's a lot of funny things in it. It's about a ISIS attack on the Capitol and how it got thwarted, how we thwarted it. You'll enjoy it, Milwaukee Jihad, G-I-H-A-D. But I also want to recommend another book. And it has a long title. It's called All the Frequent Troubles of Our Days by Rebecca Donner, D-O-N-N-E-R. Her great-great aunt was a University of Wisconsin student, went to Germany with her new husband, was an activist against Hitler, and Hitler beheaded her. And in the course of it, it's a chilling account put together from her letters, diaries, and from other research about Hitler came to how he came to power. And he came to power, originally his party, the Nazis, only got 4% of the vote. Then they got 18%. But even at the end, they only got in the high 30s, maybe low 40s. And he went before the Reichstag, which is their Congress. Goes before the Congress and he says, and he's a great orator, and he goes, why don't you suspend yourself? We're not going to have a Congress. We're not going to have anything. We'll just have me for 4 years. And I will agree at the end of 4 years to restore you and let me fight the communists and all this. That vote passed over 400-88. And then he dissolved them, never reimposed it, invaded Poland, invaded Czechoslovakia, started World War II, murdered 6 million people in concentration camps, many more millions murdered around the world. Eastside Dave has implied, and Gina Beauclair has made the point, that the Republican Party is on that road. Now, nobody is going to say, least of all me, that the Republican Party is there yet. But I'm going to offer you some examples. When you have a party, the Republican Party, that says picking the presidential electors should be done by the legislature, not in the election. The election's a beauty contest. And we will do it, and we're gerrymandered, and we'll pick Republican electors. You've given up your right to vote for president. When a Republican Party, I'm talking about our state, and Rebecca Clayfish, their leading Republican candidate for governor, has supported that. And so has Ron Johnson, their senator. Now, when you have a party, which is our Republican Party, that says we are going to put our referendum on the ballot so Evers can't veto it. He can't veto referendum. And it's going to say that the offices of Secretary of State, Department of Public Instruction, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor won't be voted by you anymore. They'll be appointed by a governor. And with the advice and consent of the legislature, which is gerrymandered, so if it's a Democratic governor, they won't agree to any appointment. Remember, they wouldn't agree to the Secretary of Agriculture, Brad Paff. He had to leave. Fortunately, he ran for the Senate and got elected. He's running for Congress now. Do you understand that the attack on your right to vote is going on right now by the Republican Party? You have a sheriff, law enforcement, and Racine shooting his mouth off in full uniform, saying his civilian superiors should be charged with felonies because they mailed ballots to folks in old age homes rather than delivered them during COVID because it was against the law to go in and deliver them. So they wouldn't have gotten them at all. And the clown continues, the clown sheriff continues in Racine. Do you understand that? Do you understand what's going on? There were three Republican members of the Supreme Court out of seven who voted to overturn the election in Wisconsin and give it to Trump, take it away from Biden, even though Biden won. Three of them. Do you understand that? Is anybody suggesting they be recalled? That they not run again? That they did a bad thing? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. That's a paraphrase of a line from one of our great poets, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. It creeps in with men in suits and briefcases an inch at a time. And it's happening right now in Wisconsin and in the country. Go to the line, Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yeah, indeed, Matt. why do you think the real reason is that they won't let them get the MiGs in the jets?
Yeah, here's what I think is the reason. I'm a strong Biden supporter, as you know. Early on, I was probably the only guy in the state who'd been, you know, active at a senior level in the party who supported him. Everybody else supported Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Think highly of him, but I think he made some mistakes because he has one eye on Trump. He looks on Trump the way you'd look on Mussolini or Hitler coming from the swamp, and I think that he made a miscalculation. Early on, Biden said, you know, we're not going to fight the Russians in Ukraine. When you say that to a genocidal sadist like Putin, he licks his chops. We are the 800-pound gorilla, and along with NATO, he just didn't have to say anything at all. And Putin wouldn't know how far he could go, so suddenly he invades. Then he invades, and Biden said, if they go into Ukraine, we're going to do something, unless it's a minor incursion. That was very, very, very unwise. What's a minor incursion? That encouraged a genocidal sadist Putin. Then he gives incrementally stingers. He gives, and it's all economic, which is okay, but stingers, javelins. And then he ratchets it up. For instance, right now they have finally agreed to deliver the 600 series, the A-team Switchblade drones that they've been begging for all along. We'd given them the B-team. What's the difference? The A-team are 52 pounds. They can go 24 miles. They're controlled on a touchpad. They can be taken over manually, and they can penetrate armor. What we sent them was the old version, 3.2 pounds, 6 miles in range, can only loiter for 15 minutes, and it's for personnel and light vehicles. And we're only giving them 100 of the new ones. Actually, we may only be giving them 10 of the new ones. Give them 1,000 of the new ones, and we should have done it before. With the MiGs, I think that Putin is deathly afraid of them. Macron, one of the things Biden has to do besides handling Trump is Macron and Olaf Scholz of Germany. Both of them are chicken. And both of them go, oh, well, if we give them the planes, which aren't in their possession, they're in Poland's possession, in Lithuania's possession. If we give them the planes, Putin will get mad at us. Really? Oh, really? You think he'll get mad at us? He's a genocidal sadist. He's a genocidal sadist. And I think that Biden looks at that and says, well, that will escalate it, so then he'll have to use tactical nuclear weapons. That's not true. But here's the thing. When you're a leader, you have to make a judgment. And here the Ukrainians will pilot them themselves. When he comes after, Putin comes after Estonia or a single inch of NATO territory, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to face this sooner or later. We should do it now. That's what I think is going on, Steve. Okay? And I say that I fully understand why Biden is making that calculation. I disagree with him. And I put it at the hands of Trump, Macron, and Scholz. We're going to a break. The lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Let's just go.